You're listening to the Connecting Industry Podcast, brought to you by Resource Industry Media. You can find out more about the resource and construction industry, including how to communicate consciously with your stakeholders at resourceindustrymedia.com.au.
Welcome to the Connecting Industry Podcast, brought to you by Resource Industry Media. I'm Kieran Moran, Managing Director of Resource Industry Media. The Connecting Industry Podcast series is designed to tell the stories of the people who work in the resource and construction sector throughout Australia. It's our goal for these podcasts to not only keep you up to date with the latest resource and construction news, information and procurement opportunities, but most importantly, build relationships between you and our guests so you can connect with their stories and get a better understanding of how to communicate and tell your business story right. On this week's Connecting Industry Podcast, we have Sarah Smith, the CEO of Scenario, a company that offers project, portfolio and enterprise-wide solutions by providing a platform to manage project delivery, collaboration and processes for large to major projects. Sarah took over as a Scenario CEO in June 2019. However, she started working for Scenario almost 21 years ago, initially starting her career in quality assurance, then specialising in providing workforce management solutions for mining for 15 years, before stepping into various management roles within the organisation. Welcome, Sarah, to the program.
Hi, Kieran. Thanks for having me.
So let's just start off in relation to Scenario. What exactly does the business do?
So Scenario was born out of working on large to mega projects and originally actually by our Australian founder who went to Hong Kong in the mid-90s, worked on what was at the time the largest infrastructure project globally, being the Hong Kong airport. And what we sort of created with Scenario out of that those early years was a foundation for managing both the project delivery and the project controls in that large to mega project space. And what we aim to provide is a solution that manages the overall project information, so your correspondence, your RFIs, your technical queries, your submissions, your drawings, your quality assurance, from concept and feasibility all the way over to handover and operations, and just providing an online platform for the whole project team to collaborate around.
What sort of issues do you find that, do projects find with being able to coordinate a lot of the work on the projects?
Look, you know, silos, number one, silos of information, you know, particularly when projects span a number of years. You know, in early concept feasibility stages, you'll generally have a different team working on that project in that early phase. Then you've got another team coming in potentially for early contractor involvement and feed through, you know, execution, and then ultimately handover. So for us, what we're trying to do is provide a solution that removes those silos, provides visibility to that information, and then enabling then the project teams to have that insight on actually what's happening on the project, predictively alerting them to problems that they can try and, you know, recorrect, mitigate the risks. But, you know, visibility of information, silos of information are probably the number one issue that we see on projects.
So in a way, it allows people, everybody sort of on the project, to be connected and being able to understand what is going on and when and why.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. And, you know, not having, you know, even not too long ago, you would, you know, when we talked about BIM models, you know, it was generally, you know, there was the BIM team behind a door that was, you know, segmented to the rest of the project. I mean, in Scenario, those BIM models can be uploaded and then published to the whole of project. So whether that's the main contractor, you know, the package contractors, the design team, the owner's team, everybody can have access to all information that is required on the project and that's getting generated.
And a lot of this is also facilitated by a SaaS platform?
Yes. So, you know, I mean, look, we all know we're all online now, whether it's by our phone, our tablet, our laptop. I think sometimes we all suffer from being so online all the time. But with that, you know, we're able to provide an online solution, particularly where project teams are, you know, geographically dispersed. I mean, we could be working on a project in Asia. You might have people connecting onto Scenario who are connecting out of Germany, North America, Australia, the Middle East. So essentially you have users of Scenario who are accessing that information 24 hours a day due to the time zone differences. But there's no, you know, they're able to see information as it's getting uploaded live, and that's spread and accessible to all those within the project as it's being uploaded and handled.
Before we get into talking a little bit about yourself and how you started, people would have heard at the start of the introduction for yourself, you've been with the company for nearly 21 years. But so how has that changed in being able to, so how did it start in relation to what it was providing then to what it provides now with the change in technology over the last couple of decades?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Look, you know, back when I first started, I mean, there was no cloud, there was no SaaS solution. You know, we were, you know, talking to clients on major projects, trying to work with their IT departments to acquire servers on site, particularly when I originally started working in, you know, remote mining locations, you know, access to reasonable internet, you know, you couldn't get that. So you had to work with a lot of existing IT infrastructure, which itself became almost facilitated more silos of information, particularly if you're looking across a portfolio of projects and locations. So, yes, I think, you know, the online world of cloud and obviously the improvement in field capability through mobile phones, being able to, you know, you can operate Scenario both online and offline on your mobile phone. I remember, you know, in the early days, just trying to think about how we could get access to, you know, information on sites where they had a basic microwave link, you know, to get internet comms. So it really has changed to the fact that probably 90% of our client base now opts for SaaS, cloud-hosted SaaS options with their solutions like Scenario, which is it's a huge shift from when I first started in the traditional get a rack on site, put your server infrastructure in, which is a huge investment alone for those organisations.
I suppose it wouldn't have been until smartphones that you wouldn't have been able to even share the information on the phones.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's I said the personal devices, you know, just even coming down to the change of technology on personal devices has just opened up a world of you know, a far better digitalisation of process. You know, you're not relying on, you know, people are able to access, even on Scenario, I might get an alert to say I've got a workflow to view and approve. I can now do that from my mobile phone if I'm in a taxi heading to the airport or to site. So, it's vastly changed.
So that means Scenario could be one of the companies that we should blame to where we never get sleep and you're working 24/7.
No, even I, you know, it's, you know, I think we all suffer from the fact of being online all the time, you know, with the, you know, the benefits also come some of the drawbacks at times. But no, certainly, you know, in this large to mega project space, even like in COVID, you know, right now what's happened in the past 12 months, being able to be on, you know, an online SaaS solution, you know, design teams, which now, you know, or project teams, which now could no longer travel to sites that were potentially stuck in particular, you know, their home base region and not being able to travel to site. We were on one major project. They were still able to do full online design reviews, tech doc reviews. You know, the early contractor involvement was still able to occur because all those key team members were still able to review everything that was getting submitted digitally. So, you know, COVID, if anything, proved to us, you know, how important Scenario is in that project delivery space, and the digitalization of the construction industry.
Yeah, that's a good point in relation to COVID. It has been, it's a question I haven't asked for a little while, but of course in the middle of COVID we asked the question of how companies got through. But I suppose it's like, you know, I would have loved to have had shares in Zoom in 2019 and and go forward from there. But how has it worked for Scenario in relation to improving its space and moving forward as a company? Because it would have shown how important a platform like this is.
Yeah, you know, I think for us, it highlighted to projects the need for, online digital, management of their information for projects. It's certainly for us, I guess the benefit that came out of COVID was it kind of opened the door for conversation a lot on some of these projects. They were feeling that pain point at that time. Even project team meetings, trying to conduct a project team meeting, you now had to do it via Teams or Zoom, and you've got 20 people on that. How do you easily share information live and be able to collaborate around that? It drove home the need for solutions like Scenario. So what we found was a more of an open door to have that dialogue at times to companies that previously were potentially not as engaging in that. And for instance, we had our Middle East operations manager. He got in COVID, got stuck in Glasgow. We were doing remote implementations in Saudi Arabia from Glasgow and supporting him out of our offices in Asia. Prior to COVID, those sorts of implementations wouldn't have occurred like that. The client would have expected us to be on site. And what it proved is, we can efficiently implement and get projects live using solutions like Scenario.
And one of the reasons for the listeners out there, one of the reasons we do have Sarah and Scenario on the program is Scenario is one of the sponsors of the Connecting Industry Conference WA, which is on June 17th. And that has up to five or so major projects across WA appearing and talking about their procurement opportunities. And of course, it is about the some of the major projects and for the supply chain to be able to get onto those projects. Just talking of major projects, and as you said there, what is some of the projects that you, what's one a project that stands out, which may have been a really substantial project that Scenario has worked on?
Oh, gosh. We've got a project at the moment that is in Saudi Arabia, which is really, really interesting in the fact that, it's got over 1,000 inspections being generated through Scenario each day. And it's giving live to-date progress to that project team on exactly what each contractor is doing on that project. And those project team members are able to view that progress live from whatever location they are in the world. And I think that has been a really interesting one because it's in the middle of the desert in Saudi. During Ramadan at the moment, they were working night shifts. But again, we were able to see the volume of information that's been, hammering through that system and providing live to date insights. And so I think we've been able to overlay that onto Google Maps and have a live sort of aerial view of that project. So that's been really interesting in a most recent one. I think we have a corporate client in Hong Kong and China who's one of the largest property developers in that region. That's been really interesting in terms of the volume of projects and the size of projects they've been doing with us for the past 10 years. And then my background, which, I've spent a lot of time in mining, in the past 15 or so years, and I think previously on workforce management, now on the project deliveries and project control space, it's really interesting in the scale of projects now that are coming through into Australia. As I said, we're an Aussie founded company that really went abroad, and now our focus is very much back in the domestic space inside Australia, because it's just amazing to see what's coming through the pipeline, particularly in the renewable space, as well as the mining and obviously infrastructure. So it's really actually interesting for us, because working in this space, we're constantly seeing how different companies approach their projects from both what works and what doesn't work. So sometimes the most interesting ones for us have actually been, you know, seeing what hasn't worked and analysing why that hasn't worked and whether or not, what's played into that. So there's also some interesting horror stories, which I probably won't relay on to hear when you've been involved in seeing how projects can go bad, but also how projects can be done beautifully as well. And it's really interesting to see the project team and how those people play into that successful delivery.
Well, as you said in there, in relation to and on the introduction as well, mining so forth for 15 years in the working in the mine industry. 21 years ago, you started with Scenario. How did you get into it? So 21 years is really because now you're the CEO, and that's a great achievement, and also to be able to move that way through the company and be brought up through the ranks. You must know a lot about the company. Pretty much no one can at least get it past you. But let's start. Where did you start from?
Well, it's interesting. I started working, I said, for the company. I just took on a quality assurance role. I was a typical person in university who took up an arts degree, didn't really understand probably what they wanted to do long term. Quite quickly, after a short stint in an arts degree, I realised I better get a bit more focused. And then I decided, IT seems like the way to go. And so I was doing this quality assurance role. And I was sort of just doing that while I was going through university. And at the time, the company had this workforce management solution, which was, we had a couple of clients. It was a product that was sort of, not really, growing, because it was sort of, we just had a couple of core clients. And I thought, I'll stick my hands up and take that on. So having never worked in mining before, I hit the road. Did a lot of kilometres around central Queensland for 10 years. I went to, pretty much every Glencore, every Anglo site, New Hope, Ensham, and was really welcomed into that industry, by each of those sites. So I took on that workforce management arm of the business and I grew that into a product that was used heavily through central Queensland and in the Hunter Valley. And then that was actually acquired by Dampshire, one of our competitors in that space in 2019 after they listed on the ASX. So it was sort of bye-bye to that baby of mine, which I had a lot of, I had a lot of pride on where that product grew and working in that space with so many great organisations. And then in the past couple of years, my role went to a more global focus because we've got offices in Bahrain and Hong Kong, two offices in the Philippines and our Brisbane office in Australia. So on to the next challenge with a focus more on the project delivery and project control space. So I kind of the short answer to that is I just fell into it and it kept going and working in this industry, it's always different. Every client is different. Every implementation different. So it's kept me, interested and engaged for 21 years.
So we're always interested here on the Connected Industry podcast to talk about the business and also not just how it's run and what it does, but with the person who is actually running it and how they may manage teams. What sort of advice could you give in relation to, working with people and so forth and building teams?
Oh, look. Culture is so important. You've got to have people within those teams that can take on their area of responsibility in that team, but also, really build that trust amongst the team that, when it's tough, everybody rolls up their sleeves and helps each other out. And, if I look at how, Scenario in the past 20 years, when we recruit people and bring people into this team, it is about very much first and foremost cultural fit into that organisation. And then secondly, I guess, you've got to like what you're doing. And the thing is, if for our teams and also for our clients, anybody that joins this organisation, we've all got to have that passion that our job is to help digitalise this industry and provide the solution for that. And so, you know, you've got to love what you're doing and want to improve and want to help our clients. And that in that space, we've always found, you know, we've been really lucky that anybody we've ever recruited into Scenario has stuck around for a long time. You know, we've got people here who've actually been here longer than me. But we've, you know, so I think that's testament to that team environment.
Is that a challenge? Is that a challenge for them that you're now CEO?
No. Well, not to my knowledge. So no, and like, you know, I think also we've always had a very multicultural, diverse team as well, and that's been, you know, really important in the fact that, you know, we're split between those regions as well, and we've got those boots on the ground in those regions to really understand what our clients are needing in that space, and that's interesting to the rest of the group. We all get involved and on all these projects internationally.
And as you just said there, internationally and so forth, and of course Australia, we're still in COVID. No international travel. We're speaking before the podcast together, and you mentioned how nearly 6 months of the year you are mainly overseas, and the last year and a half, I suppose, you've had to since March last year, be at home maybe. How's that affected you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, my husband's had his wife back, so I think, you know, I think if we all look back on COVID, you know, some of the best, you know, benefits of what COVID's been is probably, you know, everybody not traveling as much and having a chance to spend time with family. But certainly, yeah, no, I was on a plane to Hong Kong for 2 weeks of every month, and then on top of that, you'd have domestic travel as well. But I think, you know, yes, Australia is not a bad place to be stuck at the moment. You know, we're very, very lucky down here, and we've sort of still been able to get on with a mostly normal life. But certainly, you do miss that engagement with clients. Like, I certainly miss catching up with, you know, with our clients overseas, and also even those domestically that we're not sort of doing the interstate travel with anymore. So, you know, whilst I look forward to travel opening back up again, I think, you know, I think it's proved that we don't need to be probably doing as much travel as we needed to before.
Okay, believe it or not, Sarah, we are at the end of the podcast. Thank you very much for joining us. How can people get in contact with Scenario?
Oh, look, you know, you can log onto our webpage, scenariocloud.com, and either put an online chat inquiry or form through there, or I'd happily have people reach out directly to me on LinkedIn, and I'm always happy to engage with those in the industry and looking to chat, swap stories, but also collaborate.
So that is actually Sarah Smith, if you do want to connect her at LinkedIn. And as well, if you would like to attend the Connecting Industry Conference WA, a number of projects are appearing there. Sarah will be at that conference as well. You'll be able to contact her through the platform. It's online platform for the Connecting Industry Conference WA. Some of the projects that we are having is Metronet, which is a Morley Ellenbrook line project, Australian Vanadium, and that's Australian Vanadium, sorry. Vanadium, it's a huge project over there in WA. Oz Minerals, the West Mulgrave project. Strandline Resources, they're doing the Coburn HMS project. And Yarra Pilbara, which is a renewable hydrogen project attached to one of their main projects over there. But thank you very much for joining us today, Sarah. Much appreciated.
I appreciate you having me on. Thanks, Kieran.
You've been listening to the Connecting Industry Podcast interview series with Kieran Moran from Resource Industry Media. To find out more about the resource and construction industry, including past podcasts, news and events, go to resourceindustrymedia.com.au.